Hashem connects to what I'm talking about. The unique relationship there is between Mrs. Talmud Torah and Homel HaTorah, the Gias HaTorah. That's in the Kohen Parsha. Zaldarsh in the Pasuk. Zaldarsh HaTorah Odom Ki Yom Etboil. And Broch HaSamach Gimel. Gittin Mitzayim. Zaldarsh is Ein. Rosh Lakish. Kan she ein ha-terem skayemes in ha-terem niknes elu b'mi she-memes atzmai ala b'mi she-memes atzmai ba-ahola she-terem this is ha-terem odom ki omus ba-oyah so there's memes atzmai it's not ha-terem, ha-terem is not niknes what does it mean memes atzmai ala so now Sean Bittin as Nizayin says someone is misalik mimenu moiser ha-tayu I think that's what Charmai Sataiva is. Sataiva, a luxury, a taiva that you have a luxury for. In other words, maybe to taiva Shmei Satsmalaya means to go past a certain limitation. It doesn't mean to kill yourself physically. To extend yourself past a certain limitation, a comfort, to give up a comfort. So I want to talk about this tonight, Sata Dishmai. Chazal don't say this nusach by other mitzvahs. The emphasis, the lashon doesn't say you're not mekayim mitzvahs talmud Torah without without memes atzmo lever. It says an atorah niknes and atorah miskayemes. We'll see in hemshich that there's a special connection between mitzvahs talmud Torah and this musach. We find the musach of memes atzmo lever. We find the nusach of amelus. We find the Nusach Yigiyah, those are the three Ikunus Chayis you find about Talmud Torah. Obviously, each one has different Hashmais, and after tonight, I'm not getting into the Pratim of each one. We're talking about Bayif and Kloli. Bayif and Kloli. We find that there's a special tonight in Torah. You name it Atzmele. You have to be Amalbo. You have to be a Geba. Amal Chodom, you got to. So, see, Velo Yagati, Al Tamid. There's no way to make a king in the Torah without a gear, without a melus, without being memes atzmele, maybe just, again, in concert, we've got to touch a big sugis, but just let's make three categories maybe. What it means, a melus, a gear, a memes atzmele. There's the mental gear. There's a mental gear, Rashi's Lashon, Shabbos, Peches, and Beis, true dim of Das Soita, when the brain is Torah. Simple, a regular person, they come to a deep sugya. You have to learn the cheshbin, you have to be mamik. You don't know, especially you start in the beginning. The more and more you learn Torah, the more you see how much you don't know. It's pashut hard. The brain is pashut fuzzy. The frat, if a person didn't sleep so much, so the brain, don't make the brain, forget about his body. The brain is not so sharp. It's a tremendous amount of yigiyas. Hamoyach, Chazorah, the person does Chazorah, Chazorah is very hard on the Moyach. It's one category, Yigiyas HaMoyach, Tirdas HaDas. Second category is Yigiyas HaGuf, Amelus HaGuf. The body very often is not in a position that it's ready to learn. The body's tired. You're lazy. You're hungry. You're cold. You're hot. Let's get a few Mishalim. All kinds of matzavim. The body pusher doesn't want to be matriach, exert itself to learn. Learning very often requires a person pounding away, sitting, weiter and weiter and weiter, and the body doesn't want to be there. And then there's emotional tzar. Emotional tzar. It's not necessarily the first two categories. This is a very big bechina minus atzmalet. Many times emotional. Many different applications. In general, a person who has emotional challenges, for many different reasons, his emotions don't want to be here. His emotions don't feel comfortable, they don't get confident, they don't feel they could. But there's a whole other chetim. So many times a person's giving up on being in other places. It's a big game. It's a big game. He wants to emotionally be there. He decides to be in the Beis Medrash. There's a chasana in America. Some of the cases are not to start. A lot of people want to be in summer vacation, a lot of different places, a lot of it. It's a tremendous emotional pull. It's not only taiva, it's not always, it's taiva is a fact, but it's also like, what I call it, FOMO. There's a tremendous emotional yigia. Throw yourself into the base medrash. These are all bechlal, nemis, atzlamat, molen. Chazal not only said that you have to push yourself. Chazal said this is the equivalent of third. Where do we see that it's unique? Where do we see that it's so unique specifically to her? There's a few makaris. Last mission in the regular August, sixth paragraph of August, is a Hemshech's edition. This last mission, fifth paragraph of August, Ben Hege Yoimer Fum Sarag. So that's right after the mission that we've been having in Osman. Fachba, the Bagba, Gemma, Fachba, Kulaba, Batechze, Leva, you know, let's say Zuha Shem, Hamid, the Tavimera. Ben Hege Yoimer Fum Sarag. So Rashi and the Rambam learn that it's also going to turn. That's Rashi. From the Rambam. Amar ben hei hei lefi mashim et star b'toyra yizchorcha the schar in Torah, which is obviously a mitzvah stam b'toyra, is totally lefi b'tzah. That's the gauge of the tzah. V'omu shle iskaya min achocha ma min achochma el masha tilmad b'toyra v'omu. This is the chazal we just read. Amar brings, this is what ben hei is saying, which mechtit ben hei was turned into the Torah. And by lulav, you don't kill it from tzaraga. And by tefillin, there's no lulav from tzaraga. Yesh lahayim, there's a little nicer Rambam and Rashi are learning that Ben Hei is saying explicitly, either there is a bechina by other mitzvahs, or it's not the same by Torah, or takets a davar noisa by other mitzvahs. We see the Rambam and Rashi are learning this memory of Ben Hei specifically about Torah. From tzaraga. By Torah, the tzaraga is the Torah. Torah is the tzaraga. Is the feel it's are. You can curse the music of the Pagan Katzer, the Sahara, each one of them. In the beginning of Parsha, the Chokoise, the Chokoise, the Lecho, the Messoise, the Shmo. So Chazal Darshin. Chokoise Telech is a Milas Vedera. So let's read the Lashon of Chazal. A lot of times you read it, I'm spoiling it, I'm again. Yochel Sekia Mitzvah, Rashi brings. How does Chazal know what it's talking about? Where is the remez to Milas Vedera? Yochel Sekia Mitzvah. That's what simply, most of the time, Chokoise are regular mitzvahs. Kishu Oymer Ves Mitzvah Yishmaru, when the end of the Pasuk says, Mitzvah Yishmaru, Harekia Mitzvah Yishmaru. It's already included. It can't be the Chokoise, it means regular mitzvahs. It says that later. Homani mekayim b'chukoyse t'leichu shetiu amil b'tar. So there's a simple question, there's a lot of questions, there's a simple question. Chazal, Rashi, and Chazal, they skipped a step. What do you say? It's basically, homani mekayim b'tar. Homani mekayim b'tar. It's talking about ter. Amelus b'tar. And b'chlal, I'll ask a question, another question. And ter is not included in Mitzvah Yishmar? What did they answer about ter? Ter is not included in Mitzvah Yishmar. Ter is also one of the Targ Mitzvahs. So that question, we started thinking in his mind. And we saw that Torah is a classic in itself. Nasav and Ishmael, the Klal Yisrael, we said a separate Kabbalah Torah. Torah was, when we got Targ Mitzvahs, we said a Nasma, there's a lady on all the Shadah Mitzvahs, and Torah was in its own class. That's the beginning of understanding that Chazal say that even though it says at the end of the Pasuk, Mitzvah Yisrael Tishmaru, but at the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about something that stands in a class. In the Targ Mitzvah, suddenly class himself, it's Torah. Oh, but still, where does the Amelus with Torah come? So it must be, Dech Pshat, it's Pshat, it's Pshat. It must be 1 plus 1 equals 2. It must be that the Nekud of Amelus with Torah is where it sticks out and where it's expressed the unique Nekud of Torah Me'al Shar Mitzvah. The uniqueness of Torah, when Torah stands separate Mitzvah, is expressed specifically in Amelus with Torah. And when you have a Melus B'Torah, that's where Chazal saw, once we're putting in a separate class, Torah and the Melus go together. That's what makes the Torah Miyuchid, Yahweh Shah Mitzvah. And then it's, but I want to know what Makar, And the Midrash B'Torah goes in the Tanai of the Etzim Mitzvah's Torah. Tochen. It's the strongest book of the Taz. The Taz, the Chazbrich's Torah. It's in Mem Zayin, Shulchan Aruch. He's talking about the Chazal. Of Shalom Baruch B'Torah Tchila. The Taz says that they didn't learn Torah. And the name is Antolai brings the Shalashim's Chazal. He says it's learning Masa Matan and Pilpul, learning the Eon, learning the Eon that says Mehmet Satolei, I was talking about his state of the Eon, Seichel. And the Taz says, and that's why in the Nusach of Birchas HaMitzvahs we say Lassoi B'divrei Torah. Sherek Yishon Mitzvah Yisrael, we don't say Lumei Torah, it's a big deal, everyone asks, why do we say Lassoi B'divrei Torah? The Taz says, because Lassoi is this behind, it's Kireyat B'Torah. Lassoi doesn't only mean to learn Torah, means to toil in Torah. This is a big chiddush. We're talking about Birchas HaMitzvahs, though, but only we're before, close to the subject of Birchas HaMitzvahs, and so on, and we appreciate this. Birchas HaMitzvahs, Chazal is trying to be magadir the mitzvah. Chazal always trying to be magadir the mitzvah in the nusach of the Birchas HaMitzvahs. The Taz is learning that in the Hagdor of the mitzvahs at Torah, it says, Lasik, you see, that Amel was betur, Tirch of the Torah, but Mamis Atzmalay, even as he brings the previous, a few lines before, even the Chazal Mamis as well. It's inseparable with her. It's inseparable with her. She finds one last maramoka, which is the other week, because of all that. There's a line in the Chazanish, I don't know if I'm calling it Mamish, but the deer that I look it up, Mamish, I look it up. A line of Chazanish writes in the Igris. Kol school I said, I think Malaseh, I'm not sure if it's school I said, Malaseh, shall terribly never allow me. Right? Chazanish, I was in Chazal, there were tens and tens and tens of different Mamorim of Chazal that talk about the power of Torah, many of which we've spoken about this month. Torah, Tzulman HaAs Lassik, we learned that's a Koyach of Torah, Torah brings Lassik. What is Torah is a Tavim of Yetzirah? There's endless Milus that Torah is talking about. Zok Techazen Ish, all those Milus are only we learn Torah about this. You want to know, like, you want to know, everyone talks about the power of Torah. Tons of things. You want to know if Chazon Ish is an answer to a lot of people's questions. That's it. It's only talking about Amal. That means, what does it mean? Chazon never said it in the memory. They didn't say Talmud Gadol Shemayel Vaisa Amelus B'Talmud. The Torah says this is something inherent connected to Talmud Torah. Being Amal. Now, two things. One on the B'Kitzer. The first thing, this is a huge switch in our head. There's no question, I'm not exaggerating, but there's no question, there's never been a generation where the entire agenda, there's a singular focus of all people involved in business and selling products. The entire focus is making things easier. The entire focus of making things is that much easier. With a generation where everything is about making things more comfortable and easier to do. You know, people, it's not a chiddush b'chlal, that half of the tzibur walk with ice coffees, to davening, to any shul we go around. It's not a chiddush gold b'chlal. It's not a chiddush. No, people are walking ice coffees. Forget about it in the street, all over. Yeah, if you could walk around with a personalized air conditioning space that would be on your bubble, people would walk around the entire day. That's what it is. Every gadget, everything is coming just to make it a little bit easier, a little more accessible. You don't have to, I'll take out 2 seconds to get exactly what you want, according to the Prata Pranayaka. That means, again, the minds of all the surroundings that we're, the culture that we grow up in, we're breathing and eating, that the easier you can make things, the better. And come Chazal and tell us, come tourists, okay. We will say you don't have to go find and make it hard, don't worry. The hurdles come themselves. But it is quite clear that when the hurdles come and they're there, that's part and parcel of Torah. In a certain way, he's supposed to embrace it. I say one marshal, someone marshal. It's a famous marshal, I think. The Itzim first year Talmud. And of course, the Gemara, some people call the Gemara, and it's in Prussia town. I think at the beginning they bring this thing, they talk about this. Obviously, when they get to their whole project, But the Lekid Yoyish, the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim, he brings Hanogas that was ready. The Trumas Hadeshim said, this is like just the perfect seer. Perfect seer. The Trumas Hadeshim writes, and then a minute that was going on in his days, he called them like, maybe the sons of rich people. I don't remember exactly the Nusach of the people he called. And he says, it became a minute that became very motzi that, you know, we have to get up to get Svarim. They have to get Svarim in those days. So, they didn't have all kinds of other things. They didn't have one safer that has everything. They didn't have programs that have everything. So, they had to get Svarim. So they created, it's not clear exactly what the tzura of it was, but they created some sort of revolving table. Revolving table. That would you'd be able to spin the table and would bring the Raj and the Raj, but the Ritz would play a shoe, bring everything you want. Shemus Deshim goes out Kair Tagar. He goes out Kair Tagar again. Tzura, right? Some of the worst things in the generation. That's always what I can't find something worse in the generation to pick on, you know, there are some bigger problems in the generation. This is very harsh. It's a kill cool in the Tzura Tzatara. What about that? I'm not saying it's the biggest problem in the generation, it's not, but what he was trying to notice is that there's something so wrong here. You think you're taking the same approach you take to everything else in the world, which is the easier the better. The more I can make it comfortable, the more I could make it convenient for me to work. It's better, right? That's logic. That's what logic says. Let me take out all the side difficulties that make me strain, and I can put full Mary in. I can put my full self in. Everything else won't be taken to something else. And Jim says about this Chazal, about the Rambam's lashon. I'm worried that they are. The opposite of Menas Atzmalei. They're trying to make shape that's a tenua that doesn't go with her. It's a tenua that doesn't go with her. As I was saying, and don't apply this immediately. Think about it on the other. But I was saying that a person needs his coffee every single Seder next to his, you know, thing. That's not the way. Because I was saying again, I'm not saying there's bigger problems with Eisen. That's not saying that's not the way you're supposed to shtel avek. You say that. That's the opposite of Menas Atzmalei. That's what Chazal said. Again, don't go crazy with Chazal. You need to go once in a while. Go out. We're talking about what's the tzura. So the first thing I'm trying to say is like this, is that if someone wants to make headways in the sugi, he has to make a huge switch. He has to change gears because everything else you're doing in this generation is like that. Everything else is opposite from the Trumas Hadeshim. It's opposite. Everything else is geared to make it easier, make it more accessible, make it... Here, we're not trying to make it hard. Wait a minute, it's hard. It's hardships enough. But we are saying that when the hardships come, that's part and parcel of the Torah. So this is the first thing. But what I'd like to try to explain better why is it such a basic part of Kinyan HaTorah. Why is a basic part, and notice the Lashon is kingdom, notice the Lashon is the Torah to become part of it. Why is it so important of the Avtama Torah? Why is that true? Maybe all that. Ask the Lashon Shiloh. All right, isn't it borrowed that come out anything in the world that a person invests in, he becomes more connected? And Tesla says this so in many, many places. He talks about friendships, he talks about cash with people. He says, if you really want to love a person, you give to the person. Because how do you become connected to the person if you don't give him? A person's connected to himself. And what are you about? Yourself. Your comfort. A person loves to be comfortable. And when you schwitz for something, and when you exert yourself for something, that's the way you can become connected to things that are outside of you. You want to become connected to a plant even? Start planting it every single day. Start really spending a long time in nurturing the plant. You can become connected to the plant. That's the masmich of the pasuk initially. Nefesh amol amloloi. Nefesh amol. You want to be amloloi. The amol is always going to give you. It's going to come back to you. It's going to make you connected to the zach. Amol amloloi. So back to the question. So I'm saying this idea is true. Why by Torah is it nefashis? Why by Torah is the Chazanish saying the kol amalei shaltern? I understand that Torah is stronger, and Lulav is also stronger when you spend a lot of time on your Lulav, you're going to become, it's going to be more connected to your Lulav. But what makes it a Beit Torah? It's a definition in Torah. Why? So L'chora, the Bira Dvarim is, we've been talking about the past few weeks, the Torah, and the Yichud of Talmud Torah we're talking about as a separate mitzvah, as Talmud Torah connected to Kula. As Talmud Torah being hafachba the Kula ba, ve'im l'chamid the Torah imena. The Mechuvin of Talmud Torah is to fill up the root of your leg, the root of your brain process. Someone who hears Torah as it's nuchazach, he also receives Torah. It's an addition to him. He's missing in the ikar kiyum of mitzvah talmud Torah. Again, you're going to the mitzvah. Lo yizen itan Torah. Talmud Torah was given, what maral, the ikar of the Adam is his seichel. Talmud Torah was given that your brain should be programmed to be Talmud Torah. Means the core of who you are, the core of who you are, the way your brain thinks, the way your heart feels, Torah has to get inside there. And that's why we learned that Talmud Torah has to be Leonis Nele. Because it's not possible to get into that Sherish, into that core, without being Leonis Nele. This is why it must be named at Sansmalayan Amelos. It's exactly the good. Torah, which, let's just say in a light way, is not the natural way you think. So, the way it was created, it has this whole way of thinking, the way you approach things. So, all of a sudden, I come to Beis Hashayim and I have 17 comments about Beis Hashayim building. Okay, none of them in the natural thing are going to be anything to do with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want me to think. I have 17 opinions what Tashpisu is in the relationship between Teish, Tashpisu, and Baal Yiro. Okay? That's the way I think. And I want to program the way the Torah thinks. How do I get myself not only to taste the Torah? How am I going to get Talmud Torah to go and enter the same way my natural thought process enters? How am I going to get Talmud Torah to do that? The answer is Mein Mis'atz Mahamel. The answer is Yigia and Amelos. If you don't give up yourself, if you don't go give up yourself, if you don't exert and invest your sweat and tears, better yet, your blood, spit blood, you don't spit blood over something, you don't lose sleep over something, you don't give up. At once in your life, going to someone's chasna, someone else's chasna, you really wanted to go to full learning. So the taich is, the core of you is here, and the Torah is an extra thing. The core of you is here, and actually the Torah is everything. What does we say usually most people? Like, let me get myself in a convenient place where I can learn Torah. That means the taich is yours yourself. And you want to get everything you're used to in a convenient place, not in Torah. No. The Torah has to enter that what you call what yourself is. Your dam tamsis, your dam chayim, where the Torah is, that is mitzvah's Talmud. And here we keep on going back to the other mitzvahs. It's true. Every mitzvah is supposed to connect to a person. But a luluv is never going to become your heart. You're not going to become a luluv. No matter what he's called, he becomes a different person. He's a different person. So yes, it is true for sure. A mitzvah that you miyagia for, there's a certain edit. It's a vada. It's set for some mitzvah. It's not part of the etzim gidrei hamitzvah. Over here, lasoik b'divrei Torah, tereach, divrei Torah, that you're not tereach, it's not miskayim, pirush, it's not miskayim. It didn't really become part of you. The doik v'tishkach, this is one of the most common factors of people who go, make it in Talmud Torah and don't make it in Talmud Torah. When you start giving up on yourself, for Talmud Torah, you stop in name is that's like push. When you don't let Talmud Torah into the place where you used to, so that's what you're saying, the Talmud Torah is an addition to me. That's not the Iker Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Now, how could you get to the place you give up? It's not the nice one. Yeah, that's a good thing. A lot of confidence is all in this. But now we're just learning up what is the. This Taich that was saying is a Chazal, and then Moisif. Pasuk in Dvarim, in Paraglamid Beis Shteit, it's quoting that the Torah, and it says, Ki loy dovarekhu mikem ki hu chayecha. The Torah is not an empty thing. Lashem mikem, there's no moving, should be lochem. It says mikem. Loy dovarekhu mikem ki hu chayecha. The Torah is not a dovarekhu hu chayecha. Now, simply touched, Reik means it's not an empty thing. Do a say. It's not a dove that's empty. Kiyu chayechem. Rather, it's chayechem. Before I read, I'm about to read. B'emshech l'chotz chayechem, I say that it's chazal. Pasuk, I'm sorry. But chazal saying on this pasuk, saying the sifri in Dvorim Lamed Beis, saying the Yerushalmi perek alef pepeya. Chazal say, v'im reiku, and bavarni everyone is reik, mol it's reik, mikem. That's why the lashon mikem. If you find that the Torah is empty, that means it doesn't have enough fulfillment. It means someone says, I learned for a few years and the Maisa, it doesn't fulfill me as much as a lot of other things do, so it's a rake. It's a simple shot, rake, and whatever it means. It's empty, it's not fulfilling at all. You should know mikemu, because I'll add a few words. What does it mean mikem to you? Ki ein atem yegeimba. What does it mean, Mikan? What does it mean you caused it? What does it mean you didn't find the fulfillment of Torah? Because you're missing this Nakuda of the game. You're missing this Nakuda of Amelus, Amelus Mamaya, Amelus Nefesh, and Amelus Guf, Nefesh of the emotion. You did not extend yourself to Torah. Ki hi chayechem. Mash te distash. Because you wanted to be chayechem, Mosai Kamat Chazal is saying, Mosai chayechem shetem yigeim bo. So you listen to the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim is Ma'am Shah Shalom, what he's saying. Listen. Kinir, Chavetz Chaim doesn't want to say what he needs his body, he doesn't want to speak out. He says, I'm reading from the Sefer Torah, and the Sfarim of Torah, Kerd Zayin. He quotes this Pasuk and he says, I'm understanding the Chavetz Chaim has a simple question in the Pasuk. He doesn't translate or make a true thing. Usually, when you talk about two things, they're close to each other, not two extremes. The beginning of the pasuk says, "Kiloy davarechem kuchayechem." Davarek is an empty thing. Chayechem, shayechem. Empty isn't the opposite of something that's chayim. What's chayim learned? We're saying davarek. We're not just talking about something that's totally empty. Listen to this stage. Vakavona sha'adov. What does it mean, loy davarek kuchayechem? Sha'atoyrak doisha eina dover nifrad mi nefesh isha Yisraeli. Rake means it's inseparable. Don't think it's separable. That's what the word rake means. Don't think it's separable from you. Torah is something separable. It's an addition on you. Where does he see this? She'ef shalahorik oisol afridim imenu. The time is tight in the word rake in Lashon is raking. Something you could pour it out. Something you could pour it out. That's the Lashon rake. Something you could pour it out. Dahan. The Havamin is also talking about somebody who has Torah. But he has Torah with other things also. There's other things. And if you take Torah away from me, I'm not going to be missing in who I am. Be'etzem. Zokta Kadosh Baruch Hu. Loi dover reiku. It's not a dover that you could be misroikein. Rather. Number first. Kiyu chayechem. The Lashon of Chavetz Chaim. Raki etzem chiyus nafshoi. V'atoyrul nefesh is Yisraeli k'duk mas nishomo shekashem shanefesh mechayes aguf shebestalku imenu yistalik chiyus legarmi kach atoyri nishmas chayim lanefesh shebladem nechser lanefesh chiyus ha-kedushus al-or barachay. The Chavetz Chaim is mamish saying the Baruch Be'er, the famous developed says, oh, the Baruch Be'er, there's once a sifa of a Torah, and one of the Rabbonim said that Torah is like oxygen. And they said, well, Bear got up and said, Torah is life itself. Torah is not. Oxygen is too external. Torah is too external. Torah is life itself. Torah is life itself. It's not something you breathe. Torah is life itself. Because Chaim saying does, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't. Don't understand that a reku is something at any point external. So I want to just be mitzarev this Chofetz Chaim back to the Chazal we said. And of that, the Rishonim says, "V'im davareku, if Torah is anything that's external by you, it's because she'ein atem b'geino." So we're first the taitches that we're trying to work on tonight. That the necessity, the requirement, the reason why Torah is inseparable from the idea is because it's trying to get into the source of you, Chias. It's trying to get to the source of your brain pattern. Kol's man, that I have a lot of things else that I like, and I need in order to be able to go to Torah, go through to Torah. Torah is ambition. When does Torah start breaking into the person? As you be miyageya. And this, like I mentioned before, is a little bit of a gandhi machayza. This is what many bochum and avreichim find hard, okay? So where does it start? Where does the chicken from the egg? Where does it start? I mean, I only get the koyach. It builds on itself. Torah kli mole machzik. As you exert a little bit and you give up one thing a little bit, you get the koyach. Torah enters a little bit more into your boich, into your lathe. And then you get the more koyach, and you get the more koyach, and you get the more koyach, and the more koyach. This is the subya of Mamis Atzmar Aleh. I just want to say only one ma'isim, just learning up a few what we just said. One of the famous ma'isim, many ma'isim, it's a very famous ma'isim. And also I'm not going to go to Arichus, this ma'isim is all over. I'll tape it on with my kids, get that over in 25 minutes. Tell me the tamsis and the ma'isim, the famous ma'isim, when Yashiv said, in here the Sherish and Rama Chu, Pratim always is a lot of machliks of exactly what the right nusach is, but someone got Chippe Yashav, Shas Koshet asked, what was the religion at a certain time that he felt that? Was it something that made him in life? What something that made him, that he changed him? Was it a transformative moment in his life? He said all he said over that he likes music, he likes all that. He said over that when he was a Bacher. So, Rabbi Yehuda, the famous Chazan, Rabbi Yosef Rosenblatt, he was coming to Yerushalayim. I think. He was going to perform in the Churva, I think that was. I might have brought him to perform in the Churva. And he was going to give a Chazonis concert, a performance, Chol HaMoed. And he bought himself, I think it was a ticket, he was supposed to go, he was going to go. And that was the time Rabbi Yashiv. He had Siddharm all the time, with a Seder. He was going to break a Seder to go. And the Ma'isa came back and did exactly the Protim on the way. He said he had a battle with the Yitzhar and he said, no. Originally he wanted to go, and he said, I'm sticking with Seder. He said, that battle, that's Agav, it's here, Chaya, we'll need name is Atzmala. That was the beginning of name is Atzmala. And he said, that catapulted him into a different realm. I just want to understand, which I'm going to touch it up for you, talking about. What are we talking about? What does it mean? The depth was, it means, and the need of Rabbi Yashiv, before that moment, a connection. Chazonis was deeper than his connection to Torah. It was deeper. That's what makes us feel much more attached to physical things. At that point, that's where he was. And when he pushed himself, he was able to extend himself, he brought the Torah into a different place. Let's just catch it up. We were talking about the whole time. This is not worth a minute of learning. It's not worth a minute. It's worth your whole life learning. So we're trying. This is the clue to the whole time. Talmud Torah connected Kulam is a qualitative thing because again, it changes the way we think. When Talmud Torah enters deeper in your source, deeper in your center, in your nucleus, you've changed forever permanently. This is what Miyasha meant. It was a change moment. When he was Mamis Atzmi Aleh on a new level, he was able to give up on something that was much, he brought the Torah deeper into, he made more the Torah, it became more or less a thing that wasn't Nifra, Mimenu, and it became Kihu Chayeichem. This is something very us to look for. We're so used to comfort zone, and it's a sugya. Again, I said Lehevya, a lot of times a person has to deal with his body 100%. But we're taught that to make a comfortable matzah is the ultimate Mahalach. Come for his grave, that's what quotes once. It's a very deep quote. The comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing can grow there. It's beautiful, but nothing can grow there. That zone, nothing can grow there. What we spoke about tonight was much the opposite. Torah is all about growth. Pirush, Torah, Mitzvah, Talmud, Torah, the chetz of it is not just to give you something extra. It's to change what you want to get down to you. Meila, a comfort zone. Comfort zone is a place where Torah can't be nechnasef. When you're limited to your comfort zone can help a person the most, but you're limited to your comfort zone, that's the opposite of Avelis, it's the opposite of Yidah. Which is Zoychadaka, which should be, Ki hu chayechem, yiloy davarechem, ki hu chayechem shetam yigem. Is a safer recreation. Safer recreation.